100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon, host of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. I've done these so many times that I should just be able to rattle this off, but I try to keep it, you know, loose, feel it, that kind of thing. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the story. And the topic for this week was Kaboom. And we got some stories in, and I'm going to share them with you. You already know yours. If you sent one in, if you didn't send one in, why didn't you? Although it's not too late, you can send one in, go to the website, weekly challenge, you can see how to do that. A week late, you know, there's no such thing as late. I just post them on the feed. Last week I misplaced Tura's story, and I checked the spam filter this time, but they can go up on the feed as their own. So let's go ahead and hear them, shall we?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I still hear the boom of artillery, even though the war is done. I can still smell the acrid tang of napalm, even on the freshest of breezes. The insistent thud of choppers, the whine and thud of missiles, the staccato clatter of machine gun fire pervades my waking hours and stirs me from my sleep. And, over it all, the screams and cries of my fallen comrades. The pungent smell of cordite, sweat, and blood. Even now. Even after all these years. And somehow, I have been forgotten. For although I was a soldier, I was also Viet Cong.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. And this is my story. Boom! And the moon was gone. No one believed it could happen, but it did. The so-called brotherly neighbors from next door, meaning the next galaxy or wherever they came from, threatened to do it and everyone laughed. Not a care in the world. Then it happened. Those damn little green jerks, ever since they moved in with all that scientific progress, new ideas, new concepts, new gadgets, life was a lot more complicated. That resonant boom was only outmatched by the roaring sound of spaceships exploding as they left Earth. Oops. Should we prepare for war? Someone asked. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of norvaljoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast, available at iTunes. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 707, with a prompt of boom. NaNoWriMo's proceeding well enough for me. I'm at 26,000 words after a week or so. And it is part two of the Pariah podcast. So eventually it will come out on the podcast feed and, like the other, work towards being published for an ebook. Anyway, here's my story. If I can find it. There we go. Whatever had been used to cause such a boom in the corner of the cafeteria also produced a large amount of smoke. The smoke continued to rise toward the ceiling, even while Ms. Fruncio ranted about how much trouble all the boys would be in when she found out who had caused the explosion. As it reached the ceiling, it set off the smoke detectors, and the sprinklers kicked on. Boys and girls ran from the cafeteria, screaming and covering their heads, except for Bilbert, who stayed to watch Linolea Manda, dancing to music only she could hear. Water raining down. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of boom. It's called Boomtown. It's amazing what you can do with clever advertising. Dingo Gulch was a dead-end, no-hope, washed-out hovel in the back end of nowhere. But the mayor hired a top-notch PR company, whose glossy brochures and slick ads sold us as a boomtown. And before you know it, we had prospectors, speculators, investors, and entrepreneurs beating down our doors to get a piece of the action. Didn't last long, of course. When people realised what a dump Dingo Gulch was, they pulled out sharpish. But not before they'd spent all their cash. Boomtown. Okay, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Lonely people, Tom here. And my story this evening is called Boom. The second best thing to controlled fire is, wait for it, things that go boom. Yep, from M80s to Bikini Atoll, boom just can't help but put a smile on one's face. Of course, being on the business end of boom, not so good. As a rule, landmines, not on the top 10 of boom list. That's boom bad. What I'm talking about is a deep pre-adolescent desire to see things flying apart with sufficient amount of loudness. I still have a boom scar from my gas pool plastic Bismarck explosion. It was a teachable moment for damage radius. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every time Ricky Ka sacks a quarterback, he gets down on one knee and waits for the crowd to shout kaboom, and he jumps up with his arms raised. He racked up a dozen sacks in his rookie year, 20 in his next year, Defensive Player of the Year award, again and again, kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Playoff wins, 2 Super Bowl rings, then came the injuries. Knee injury, shoulder injury, back from rehab, and then done for good. Hall of Fame ceremony, he got down on one knee, kaboom. He held his chest, fell over, and never got back up.
Word Stories.
And that's it for this week. Thank you all for being a part of this. What's the next topic? Who cares? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click on Weekly Challenge. You'll see all the instructions. You'll also see the text of the stories in case you have no idea what these are all about. That's it. Thank you. And as always, keep it brief.